welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. I found this interesting. Y'all could try to pick this off like Family Feud. AMC Theaters released a new... On their website, they just said, remember when you go to the movies to follow these etiquette rules. I believe they polled their customers. They said, what bothers you most about going to the movies? And, you know, of course, during the pandemic, nobody went to the movies. I think that was one of the industries that has suffered most and still really hasn't recovered. A lot of the stuff streaming now.
It may never be the same.
I don't think it will be. I saw something today about how things from the pandemic would never be the same. Work at home, not going out to things. There is no, fear of missing out. People don't have that anymore because they realize they could just stay at home and that kind of stuff. And there were a lot of them. So why don't you try to pick off a few? Because AMC Theaters said, here's some rules of etiquette for going to the theater that you always should adhere to. Do you have some, do you think, that you could name that are obvious? These are rules to really not be a jerk in the theater.
Don't answer a call on your cell phone.
That's number one.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been next to somebody who did it on a first date.
That was it.
Never talked to her again.
Put your phone away. Put it on mute. Don't answer a call. Don't be texting. Don't have lights up in the phone. I think it's fair to do during the commercials before the movie and maybe even previews. But once that's done, I think
you're but the lights go down for the previews. I think when the lights go down.
I agree. That's it.
That's my cutoff.
That's it. That's, you know, the commercials, or when you're sitting there doing the movie trivia before. But once it gets down to the lights are low, as you said, you got to turn that. That was number one.
Yeah.
What's another?
Let's see. When you reach orgasm, moan silently.
Number two.
That's dark, man. But good advice.
Good advice, though. Don't make it a spectacle. Don't make it all about yourself.
We know what you're doing in the back.
Yeah. I had a wild sexual thing today. I don't know why I was reading this. I thought, I want to do that popcorn bucket thing. I've never done that, of course.
The popcorn? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that. That's my thing now. I'm really, I don't know why I thought that would be really cool.
Well, maybe one night, you know, your daughter is going to dance this weekend.
Yeah.
Your son is away at school.
That's right.
Maybe you can cue up a movie.
And do it on the couch.
Yeah.
Watch the George Clooney, Brad Pitt
movie. Yeah.
You know, your wife gets some eye candy.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. And I can do
a popcorn boner bucket.
Boner bucket. I never even heard of that until about 5 or 6 years ago. You all knew about it.
Well, I can't even do it because she'd get to the bottom of the bucket and be like, I'd be like, is there anything else? She'd be like, that's it.
Well, there's a kernel down there that didn't pop.
Yeah.
Are you sure there's nothing else?
Just unpop kernels.
I don't feel anything.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to go get this thing refilled. All right.
Yeah, boner bucket. That I never knew about it.
Oh, my God. They were talking about that in movies from the 50s.
Yeah, never heard of it.
It was one of the first, like, urban legends I remember as a, you know, a young 12, 13-year-old boy hearing, like, hey, man, you know what you do when you get older.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? People do that? Like, you know, you believe everything at that age.
What percentage of people do it? Guys have actually done boner bucket.
Actually ever done it.
Boner bucket in the popcorn.
Well, Heidi Klum says one guy did it to her on a date.
Yeah, that's
and she
right.
didn't find it as offensive as I would.
She thought it was...
she thought it was funny. She laughed.
Yeah, she called it the wiener in the bucket. That's what she was asking, what was the weirdest thing.
What is the most cringe thing a guy has ever done to get your attention?
They put their wiener in the popcorn box. They hold the popcorn box and you just keep eating. And all of a sudden I was like, yes, there was more in the popcorn box as it was sitting on his lap. Dug a hole in the bottom, shoved his little wiener sausage through it. And as I'm munching down, yes.
And she just said,
the wiener sausage.
Yeah. I thought it was fun.
I thought it was funny. It, you know, it made me laugh. Like no one had ever done that. Right. To me before, and never anyone after again.
Oh, was it hard or soft?
I mean, let's call it chubby.
All right. So I should surprise my wife next time we're at the theater with
a
boner bucket.
She would scream.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do when you're out at the theater? Or you do it.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you might want to practice at home.
Right. And she would scream.
Oh, she'd hate it.
Yeah.
She would never let that. Plus, she likes it with butter, and they'll.
Yeah, plus, you get a stray hair in there.
I got to shave.
You'd have to shave first.
I'd have
first.
To shave really,
I mean, yeah,
real really, close. Really well. You're right. Yeah. I'd have to really mow that lawn big time.
Yeah. Bikini wax.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to go to Wax City. I'd have to go over
it's
here.
It's only right.
You're right. So number one is be quiet, yeah. Silence your phone, don't take calls or text. Number two is moan quietly.
If when you reach climax.
Doing those kinds of what percentage of people do you think? Guys, I bet it's 1 out of 500. I think it's that low a percentage.
Without a doubt.
In a movie theater, ever?
In a theater.
Yeah.
Ever?
Boner bucket.
Oh, boner. I thought you meant handies.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm talking about boner bucket. To surprise their date, I think it's 1 in 1,000.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think it's a very, very low number on that.
I think a lot of people talk about it. They talk a good game.
Yeah, but they don't really do it. Now, handies in a half empty or mostly empty theater in the dark, yeah. Night, late.
I mean, there was a song called Saturday Night at the Movies,
mm-hmm.
and it came out in maybe the late 50s, maybe early 60s. Yeah. And the line was, who cares what picture we're seeing? We're hugging in the back row in the balcony.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You just go, because that's where you could go.
Yeah, make it out.
And be alone in the dark.
Of course, right. Okay. All right, so what's your next one, Biggie? See if you can nail them here. These are things to do. These are...
Movie etiquette
rules.
I'd say not saving seats.
That's it. Yeah.
Good answer.
Don't save too many. One or two is fine, not the whole row.
I've seen it done.
Not half the row.
Yeah, where somebody will come in and they'll truly try to block off half a row.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, I've got these seven. It's like, no, I'll give you two or three.
But now, of course, you select your seat.
Yeah.
You know, it's at most, I guess. I don't know.
I went and saw Deadpool Wolverine
a
couple weeks back. And, you know, I picked my seat out early. And it had been out for a while, but it was still super popular. And I went at a not very busy time. I think at the time I bought my ticket, there were like three.
Yeah.
Three of the seats were X'd out.
Yeah.
So I picked one like next to last row, right-hand side.
Yeah.
That's where I always go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there to my seat, there were maybe a dozen people in the theater. And two people were in my seat. So I went back one row behind, and I thought, well, I'll just give it a shot. Lo and behold,
somebody else.
I was in somebody else's seat, so I looked like the jerk. So I slid all the way far left.
You didn't say anything.
What could you say?
To the person. I've had that happen to me.
I didn't want to say, look at my phone. You're in my seat.
You didn't want to do that.
No. It is a tough conversation.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Believe me. I told you, when I went to see Megan with my daughter, there were four people sitting in two of our seats.
The ones you picked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't do that very, but I looked at my phone. I was like, these in the seat.
Yeah.
But I didn't have it.
I'm an E5 and you're an E5.
Yeah. And people are so combative now. That's the thing.
I didn't want to be a Karen.
No, I didn't either. So I just slid on down and hoped that I wasn't in someone else's seat.
That's the next thing. Don't get into a fight. If you are, even if you're right about something, don't take it upon yourself to correct somebody and do it in a loud way. They say if that happens, go get the manager and let the manager come back in and say, hey, I think there's a seat dispute here.
Yeah. And I feel bad for the managers because they do actually, I'm sure, have to go in and be like, you can't read. This is seat 13.
You're
in the
wrong
row. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hate to say this, but I'm sure there's also an age cutoff on where it goes smoothly and it doesn't.
Okay.
Now, I don't like where you're going with this, Biggie.
Because he was right. Big Christian was in the right. So was I.
I was in the right also. But I think... you're in the small percentage.
Oh, you do?
Well, maybe.
Over a certain age. My mother, I couldn't send her in a theater alone to pick out her seat and go to the right one. Mm-hmm. No way.
She's Chris Dim's age almost.
She is.
The seats are clearly labeled.
They are. And they're saying, like, if someone's talking behind you, don't get into a shouting match
with them.
No. Just quietly go to theater management and simply say,
shut them up.
We've got a little issue here in row five of the theater. And don't bring in your crying baby. That's the last thing people
want. Of course.
The crying baby. There are more, though. There's lots of... Wait.
Don't talk to the screen.
Don't talk to the screen. Do not talk back to the screen. Boy, I'll tell you what, though. When I saw Rocky 3 and Rocky 1, I...
Well, yeah. Applauding is one thing.
Applauded at the end of it. I loved every second of that.